Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
We are live on episode 157. Mukhang si Jojo tumatakbo. I don't know where he's going. In the studio, we have my good friend, Raymond Gabriel. Thanks for joining us, Raymond.
All right. Good evening.
And nationwide, we've got our friends from Leyte. Ormoc. We've got Jojo Yu. Hey, Jojo. Pawis na pawis tayo. Ah. And, of course, we've got Grace from Castrol.
She is the sales distributor of, director rather, of Northrend Marketing Corporation. Ayan, mamaya magkukwento siya. Nung mga... Ang ganda ng ano nila, ganda ng campaign nila for motorcycle tourism. Mamaya tawagin.
Yun. And then we've got, of course, hi Grace.
Good evening, everyone. Good morning po dyan sa studio and to our viewers then. Good evening. Sabi nga nila, good morning every day for Castrol.
Yes.
And then we've got another one of our gracious tunay na rider hosts, si Doc.
Doc Bobby.
Hey, Doc Bobby.
Good evening.
Yan ang pinaka-pogi na President Emeritus ng Ormoc Tourers. Yan.
Yes.
So, tonight on Tunay na Rider, we're going to be talking about, well, one, for the people listening, how can they ride in Ormoc in Leyte? What are the things that they can see? And talk about the Unity rides. We did two Unity rides. Nagulat ako eh. The 63rd and the 64th, no?
Yes. Magkasunod yan. Una yung Ormoc and then followed by Tacloban.
So, Raymond, can you share with our friends out there how this all came to be?
Well, kaya una tayo nakarating doon. Of course, pasalamatan muna natin ng Castrol. And CST Tires and Maxxis Tires. Kaya nakarating yung team natin together with the Tourism Promotions Board. Kasama natin si Sir Cesar. And the idea is actually to promote tourism. At gustong-gusto yan nila Doc Bobby and Jojo. Talagang matagal na nilang pinagyayabang yung Ormoc na yan sa Katacloban.
Alam mo, Ormoc was never a place that I would stay overnight in.
Yes.
Kung naglo-long ride kami, dumadaan lang kami sa Ormoc. This was the first time that I got to experience the city, what it has to offer, yung pinakamasarap na maliit na pinya.
Correct.
Lahat ng mga delicacies. So I'm incredibly gracious kay Doc for inviting us and having us over.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Siguro, the best nito, sila siguro magkwento, you know, about Ormoc and then followed by Tacloban and then followed by Castle, ano itong mga campaign nila na gagawin for the tourism, no? Ang galing yan. Ayoko unahan eh.
Oo nga
eh. Masyado akong madaldal. mas maganda ko si Ma'am Grace mamaya yung magkukwento.
And I also want to share, because of these guys, it is... I've ridden in that area multiple times, no, but I've never experienced it like I did when I was with sila Doc and sila Jojo. Iba talaga kung may kasama ka from there who love where they're from and they share it, as opposed to rider ka and then kumain ka lang sa McDo, nakikitira sa magandang hotel, 'di ba? Iba yung experience. And I would love, this is what I want to do, share your passion for your areas in Leyte with the people listening. All right.
Siguro, let's start with Doc Bobby.
Doc Bobby.
Yeah. O Doc, magpakilala ka na.
Yes, good evening to everyone. So, yung Unity Ride, we have a confederation of big bikers in the Visayas. So in a year, we have 5 unity rides from different area like Iloilo, Bacolod, Cebu, Ormoc, Tacloban, sometimes the Dumaguete. So that's why we have the 63rd unity ride in Ormoc and the 64th unity ride in Tacloban. The Piña Festival is the most interesting part because Raymond Gabriel is part of this. We started on 2018, and then we have the second is 2019, together with the Breakfast Ride. Right now, we call it the third Piña Festival. At the same time, this year, we include already the small bikes. But actually, what happened, only around 20% of the small bikes joined because parang mahiya pa daw sila. Composed of 80% big bikers. And then, we have around 600 participants for this unity ride. So, this is the first time it happened in Ormoc that we have that number of participants. And also, this is the first time and also a dream of Ormoc Tourers to present this kind of event. We have the 2 days event, and during the first day, we actually promote or let the sponsors have their own party. That is on the 15th. We have the home party with food.
Wait, Doc,
and
Doc
everything.
Sandali, ah?
And I'm very thankful also.
But sobrang yes. Uso yung foam party dyan.
Daming sexy.
Oh my God.
First time yan, it happened.
Oh, no, anak, wait, anong sir? Naunahan mo ako. Gusto-gusoin na doon din.
Nung nandun ako, gabi-gabi may foam party.
Naalala ko yan. Parang we had, may podcast tayo
first
that
time.
First time
it happened.
Tapos parang si Iba, sumunod. Sumunod ka, di ba?
Buti lang wala ako sa foam party to. Yung wife ko, parang nakikinig.
Kung nakikinig yung wife ko, maaga ako umuwi kasi may show kami and I had to do it sa hotel. Kasi so, sobrang saya ng mga tao doon sa party. Ang ingay, so I had to go back. So, Grace, hindi ako nakasama sa foam party.
Kamaniwala.
Si Raymond lang.
Kapangalan ko pa wife mo, sir. So, ayun, mga pangalan namin, kami, mga ano kami, NBI.
Ang kulit ng
pa. Yeah, sige, Doc. Sorry. Go ahead.
Sige, go ahead.
Okay, so the following day, that's the main event on the 16th. So we have the ride from Ormoc. But before we start, of course, we have a visitor team from the Philippine Motorcycle Tourism. We have Senator J.V. Ercito, Jet Li, and Muka Oson. And of course, to all my friends from Manila, are joining the motor the unity ride from Ormoc to Baybay. So it's a very nice place, the startup. Since the theme is Piña Festival, we did it in the plantation. It's a very nice place. And then we rode to Baybay for lunch and then back to Ormoc in the
afternoon.
Can I
say, Doc?
Yes.
Yung Piña plantation, where we started the ride, for me, was already a destination.
Yes.
Grabe, it was beautiful. And then ang daming, you know, they were serving us fresh piña that they had just gotten from the plantation. And kinakain namin, pare. Nakatry ka na ba doon?
Yes. Yung
maliit na piña?
Oh, naman.
First time ko. It was so good.
Teka lang, may tanong ako. Paano kayo nakapag-ride? Eh, di ba nag-aeroplano kayo?
Hindi lang kami nag-aeroplano, nag-ro-ro. So, patapusin muna natin si Doc.
Okay, sige.
Papagalitan tayo ni Raymond. Alam mo naman si Boss Raymond.
Yeah. Sige. Hindi, kasi ang kulit.
So, yung pineapple, let's go back to the pineapples. It's the best pineapple in the Philippines for table pineapple. So far, we have the best pineapple na talagang kinakain mo. Pati yung sa center part, you can eat there.
And then,
okay, so
sorry, dagdag ko rin. Si Jojo brought us to anong pangalan ng place? Yung restaurant, yung unang baksak natin.
Paris Lechon. Paris Lechon.
So not just the best piña. I don't eat lechon. Pero according to Raymond and the rest of the people we're with, like si Sukimoto who's on, the best lechon.
Ayan, sorry. Nag-share ako eh.
Nag-share.
Ang dami nagtatanong eh. May parapula ata tayo mamaya, Miss Grace.
Parang ano, nabulunan ako dun, sir. Nasa ano, nagtatanong ng raffle. Pa-shout out na.
Oh, sige, basahin sabi, na natin
shout
yung mga.
Shout out muna.
Levy S. Quinto. Shout out Panay United Motovlogger and Photographer.
Sorry, mag-share muna kayo muna.
Ayun, yung
kaibigan. Dami tatanong eh, dami.
Excited silang lahat.
Of course, our friends from Bacolod, si Buhay Rider PH, another one of the local guys who shared their passion for their area sa DBS. DSB, DBS. Don Benedicto.
Don Benedicto. DSB.
DSB.
Don Salvador Benedicto.
Don Salvador Benedicto, DSB. Yun. And he took us around just like Jojo and Doc here. Sorry, go ahead, Doc.
Okay, so in after Baybay, so we are entertained there also in Baybay, and it's a timing with them because that is also their charter day in Baybay. That's why the mayor was not able to meet us. At the same time, they have the blessing of the City Hall, the new City Hall of Baybay. So it was also with Senator Bongo at that time. So it's a busy day in Baybay. But we have a nice ride to Baybay and back to Ormoc. Sa gabi naman, yun ang final natin na yung main event natin. So we have the sponsors and of course the mga VIP persons and the most awaited program was there during the night activity. So it's the event is very successful and we are proud to say that Ormoc Tourist, we did a great event in the 2 days event during the Unity Ride and the third Piña Festival Unity Ride.
Ay Doc, tanong lang.
Yes.
Gano'ng kadami nga pala yung umattend para malaman ng mga kasama natin?
Yung naka-registered mga 600, yung hindi namin ni-register, mga close to 700 tayo, Raymond.
And I also want to add, 600. I don't know how many people joined the ride, Doc. Ilan yung sumama sa ride? 600 or more? Kasama yung small bikes eh.
Kasama. Siguro nandiyan tayo sa mga close to 500.
Pare, 500.
Dami tayo.
All together.
500.
Oh. If you organize something like that in Manila, pare, yung takbo mo, 20 kilometers per hour, maraming hinto. Ito, this was 500 and they organized it so well na takbo, steady ka, pero maganda yung pacing, safe. You would reach destinations and then move on. Maganda yung phasing, maganda yung organization. And the roads there in Ormoc, you gotta go to. Ang ganda.
Yan, annual nila ginagawa yan eh. Dati talagang Ormoc bye-bye. Naging traditional na ride na yan, tama ba, Doc? For the past Unity ride. O yung last lang. Then pangalawang beses to, tama ba?
Pangalawang beses natin sa bye-bye. But if you remember the 2019,
yes,
we have the Unity ride to the Lake Danao.
Lake Danao.
Yeah,
remember? Yes. Ganda rin.
Binalot din ang kinain natin din.
Oo, ang daming magandang lugar doon sa Ormoc itself. Tama yung sinabi ni Iba dati. Kasi dati parang ghost town lang yung Ormoc. Kinukwento ko rin yan kay Mayor and now Congressman Richard Gomez eh. Sabi ko, pag dumating ka ng Ormoc, matatakot ka. Gusto mo, dadaan ka lang.
Yun ang experience ko eh.
Takloban ka agad. Kasi yun yung feeling ko. But now, kung makikita mo yung Ormoc now, ang ganda. May SM, ang dami ng hotel. And take note ha, Doc Bob, anong mangyayaring national convention? Ano bang pwede mong ikwento dyan? Baka pwede na nating i-announce dito.
Tayo-tayo lang naman eh.
With your support, pwede siguro tayo mag-host ng national convention on the 2025.
Ayan, first sana, in first no? Ngayon lang yan, news galing sa tunay na rider yan.
Yun. So pwede, may dahilan na kami bumalik and makita yung Lake Danao. Hindi pa namin nakita yun.
Hi everyone, Stancy here.
This is Ro.
My name is Chino.
And this is Camus.
If you're into anything and everything wrestling related, listen to our podcast, The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast, available on Spotify and all major podcast platforms. Make sure to follow us on social media at Wrestling2XPod as well.
Peace!
First in TNR, may announcement ang Visayas Confederation under Ormoc Tourers na kukunin nila ang National Convention.
Wow! Oh, yun. Wow. We'll be there. 2024.
Sana, no? Sana suportahan natin yan.
Hindi pa pwede sa 24 kasi...
Ah, 2024 kasi sa Clark, di ba?
Sa Clark pa. Sa Clark.
Clark.
2025 pala. Oh, we'll be there. May reason kami bumalik and to try the piña.
So, I think, tama ba, Doc, na around 4,000 to 5,000 can accommodate ang Ormoc na? Ready to accommodate the riders na?
When we discussed it with Kong Richard and Senator GB, I will not bid the convention kung hindi mapatapos yung convention center natin. But me, Kong Richard's promised to us that he can finish the convention center in the 2024. So that's a good timing that on the 2025, we can have. It's an air condition, magandang convention center, hindi papawisan yung mga guests natin, yung mga riders from Visayas, Luzon, and Mindanao. So, ang gandang ng venue. But, pag okay na yan, doon, pwede tayo. Kasi, mag-full support natin si LGU. Yan ang promise ni
at saka si Castro.
Witness ka dyan, ha, Raymond. Witness ka dyan.
Sir, hindi ko na-record pero naka-live tsaka pwedeng i-replay. So, 2024.
Oh, naka-thumbs up si Grace.
Castro, go na, go na.
May support
go.
Na, may support
teka,
na.
Teka, approve na tayong tatlo.
Approve na tayong tatlo.
Ma'am, approve na. Okay.
Grace, thank you, Ma'am Grace.
Opo.
With our event. Co-presenter, si North Trent, si thanks to Castrol, Shesty, and Maxis.
Opo. Na, thank you for the opportunity.
May mga video presentation pa kami dyan.
Ayan, ang ganda. Perfect, perfect.
Okay, on that note, now let's share all of the things that Jojo Bikes R Us did to make our ride successful. Alam mo, Jojo, hiyang-hiya na ako. Kasi lahat ng mga inutos sa'yo ni Raymond. Okay, can I tell you that nagulo yung schedule namin, right? Because, you know, planes in the Philippines and airports don't work well. So I was already set na, ay, hindi na matutuloy to. But si Raymond always finds a way. Grabe si Raymond. Parang call center yan. He found us a flight. Hindi na kami. We were supposed to go to Tacloban first, right?
Yeah.
Ride out from Tacloban. Super easy for Jojo.
Yeah.
Because Bikes R Us is right outside of the airport. Mm, so literally, we can walk
malapit
from the airport
lang,
oh.
Malapit
to
lang.
Jojo's place, ride to Ormoc.
Mm.
Ano nangyari, Raymond?
Paano
mong pinarusahan si Jojo?
Hindi, kasi kwento ko lang to para at least alam ng iba. Paano kami nakarating dyan? Ang daming naming kasama, supposedly, to support the Unity Ride. No? Yang sa Ormoc and Tacloban. Nagkagulo-gulo lahat. Alam ng marami yan. Nung nag-cancel ng flights ang PAL. So talagang wow. Sabi ko, nako Lord, paano ba to? Nabayad na kami and all. Tapos yung mga tao ready na, nakapack na. And then to cut it short, nakabook pa rin ako last minute going to Cebu. Tapos
wow.
Pagdating namin, nung nakabook na ako ng Cebu, brother.
Paglabas namin sa airplane, tumatawag na si Raymond, may ferry. Alam mo, wala kaming ride. Papunta sa Ormoc. Bahala na si Raymond.
Yung Roro, na bayad na rin kami, kinancel din. Sabi ko, bahala na,
oh
Lord. Basta kailangan makarating kami ng Ormoc. And luckily, eksakto, may anim pa na upuan. Para
wow.
Sa amin.
Kaya, dinesign.
Ang bilis namin nakarating ng Ormoc and then doon na nag-start yung sakit ng ulo ni Jojo sa atin.
Wait.
So, okay, so imagine our schedule is in flux. Yeah. And Jojo needs to adjust. Ormoc and Leyte is a great ride if you're on a motorcycle.
Oh.
But if you have to bring 9 motorcycles someplace, not fun.
Oh my God. Ayan na, si Jojo siguro.
Si Jojo.
Pagkwento
na
natin. Jojo.
How did we make your life miserable?
Hinga ka muna malalim bago ka magkwento. Baka ma-heart attack.
Hindi naman. Alam mo naman, every time we host a friend, meet new friends, walang hassle yan. Lahat possible. Walang reasons na hindi pwede makarating yung motor. Wala ring pagod na mauubos. Kasi first thing is, I'm very excited. Very, very excited na our region, Ormoc and Tacloban, will host a big event. Of course, having friends coming here, sobra naman, nakaka-overwhelm. Kaya walang kapagod-pagod nga eh. Parang hindi nga ako pinagpawisan. Mm-hmm. Pero at least nadala natin yung motor. From Tacloban to Baya, isang 10-wheeler na truck.
Oh okay, can I also say, he went from Tacloban to Ormoc, 10-wheeler truck. Pagdating natin doon, hindi niya alam kung saan ipapark. Kasi biglaan diba? So nakikiusap pa. Can you imagine all of the favors and things that had to go right for this to happen?
Oh
and Raymond
God.
And Jojo made it happen.
Wow. Grabe.
Kaya nga,
okay.
Said, Caltex sub Ormoc. Kasi he's one of the, I know, na, alam ko malaki rin yung lugar that we can unload the motorcycles. Ang hiram ng forklift eh. Buti na lang, marami siyang staff na nandun mag-unload. Kaysa I have to bring 3 of my employees to Ormoc para lang din tumulong mag-unload. Because when we were loading the bikes, sabi ko, tinawagan ko nga si Brad Raymond, sabi ko, paano to? Paano natin ibababa to? Magtutulungan ba tayo? Or anyway, pangatid ko kayo, dapat relax tayo. Kaya I send my people there. Then happy also that my friend from Ormoc also send mga tao niya to help us unload the motorcycle.
Okay, can I also say that the whole time this was happening, I was clueless. Parang steady lang ako. Raymond would, oh, Raymond, where are we going next? We go there, and then pagdating namin doon, he prepared a feast for all of us. Si Jojo prepared a feast in Paris Lechon. Hindi ako kumakain ng pork, but the fish was awesome. The chicken was great. Everybody loved the lechon. Medyo naingit ako. I was tempted a little bit. But the whole thing is perfectly planned. Parang flawless.
Naiya si Raymond sa'yo eh.
Pagagalitan ako ni Grace eh, nung misis niya, sabi niya hindi ko na pasasamahin si Iba
pag hindi inalagaan.
But anyway, I would like also to thank Trunks Adarna for sending his guy para makasakay tayo ng Roro doon sa Cebu.
Q815
yun.
Thank
wow.
you Q815.
Without Trunks, malamang laglangoy tayo.
Oh, because when we got there, parang VIP. There was VIP. A guy waving and he said, all right, these are the tickets. He took care. Wow.
Lahat data nung puntahan natin, may VIP treatment pagka nandyan yung mga kaibigan natin.
Iba no? talaga, you know, si Raymond has incredible friends all over the country. And he only got these friendships, these relationships from riding a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And through motorcycle tourism, right?
Tama.
Really passionate about going to Ormoc, going to Leyte, and caring about the community.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Like, can I just say, pag ganyan kasi, ako, kaya pansin mo, ang dami kong kaibigan sa Visayas and Mindanao. Kasi dahil ganyan sila, mag-welcome at mag-accommodate ng mga bisita. Kaya, saludo talaga ako sa inyo.
Sandali ha, si Moto Doggo. Ako, excited ako, naka-ride natin sila Jet Li, naka-ride natin sila Sen JV, right? Na-meet natin si Goma.
Yes.
Ang dami natin kasama. 600 riders. Pero the most excited ako nung nakita ko kasama si Moto Doggo.
Moto Doggo. Oh.
By the way, thank you nga pala sa, ano, Jojo, Papa, thank you tayo kay Toti and Joy Alberto of Ducati for sending the bikes.
Oh, wow.
Siyempre, without Jojo, wala rin yun. So, naka-Ducati kami all the way. Thank you, Ducati Philippines. Nako, the best bikes.
Well, actually, so I think because this is a motorcycle show, can we share, Jojo? Can you share the motorcycles you brought for us?
Yes, kung ano yun.
Kasi talaga, parang Pasko doon dumating ako doon. I was like, what?
Pati motor ni Jojo pinadala.
Alin yung panigali?
Almost.
Sabi ko kay Tito Toti, would you like to me to bring the panigali? Sabi na my wife is gonna ride with me, so what?
But Jojo, lapit ka ng konti. Napuputol.
Yan, okay na ba?
Yan, yan.
The bike that I bought, Udo, Indian.
Oh yeah.
Ano pa ba? BMW na
R90. F9. Ah yeah, the long BMW. Oh.
Si Suki kabisado yata eh.
what else? Tain yun? Benelli.
Walang Benelli, yung Hyper Motard.
Hyper Motard.
The MTS. Multistrada. Grabe.
Parang ano, parang pinili. Ito. Dali niyo lahat.
Alam mo, any one of those bikes, I would have been so happy with. I ended up with the R90, Suzuki Moto, Monster 820, and the Hyper Motard on day one. Ikaw, Raymond, you were on the Multistrada.
Multistrada.
Pare, you pick any one of those bikes. The Sarap. Indian. Tuwang-tuwa na ako. Pero everyone, thank you, Jojo. You made it awesome.
Wow.
Okay. Siguro, Jojo, pwede ba ikuwento ng konti about what happened in Tacloban? So, nung dumating kami, at saan kami kumain?
Ito yung Unity Ride na 64th.
The next day.
So, there are two Unity rides you ride. The 63rd with Doc. And then the 64th with Blast and sila Jojo.
Ayan, kwento mo naman mabilis.
Yeah, before ko ikwento yung activities sa Tacloban, please allow me to congratulate Poorers, especially the very, very active. And so, yan ang ano ko. When we talk about motorcycle in Tacloban, or in fact, the whole Region 8, my heart goes to may respect, may high respect, motorcyclists. Without Doc Bobby sa Region 8, wala kasi mga, paano ba, we don't have an identity outside. Doc Bobby is a very active rider. I'm very happy that many years ago, nag-usap regarding the Unity Ride. Dati kasi, when we host our Unity Ride, Saturday muna, then Sunday sa Ormoc. Eventually, at that times, medyo pagod na yung mga tao. When they reach Ormoc, medyo na nagiging ganon ka-active yung party. Until one year, I think it was 2000, early 2010, 12, nag-usap kami that why not make it Friday or more than Saturday in Tacloban para Sunday, pahinga na rin yung mga bisita. Then right now, I want to congratulate the whole club of Ormoc Tourers. Sobrang galing. Sobrang galing. Never had we na ganun karaming riders na nag-attend. 700. Even me as a president of BLAST, I was never ever gathered a big number of riders like kung ano nangyari sa Ormoc Tour.
Congratulations. Galing.
Doc.
Thank you.
Happy friend as a rider from Region 8, from Leyte. Sobrang nakaka-proud. Congratulations, Doc. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So,
thank you very much.
Paano yung next year sa Tacloban, Jojo? Ano ang magiging plans dyan for next year?
I cannot speak behalf of BLAST. But of course, I hope that the President, President Donnie, is here now to talk plans for next year. But of course, looking at what happened, na masaya. Ganun naman ang puso natin. We're happy. We want to be bigger. I hope by year, lalo tayong makapasaya sa bisita. At the end of the day, what is very important pag-uwi nila they had share nila sa iba na sobrang saya doon kasi sulit. Kasi in the Unity Ride, this is the only Unity Ride na sulit 2 days eh. Yung Roro mo sulit. Yung bakasyon mo sulit.
So, the audio is a little choppy, Jojo. Sorry. But I'm gonna recap, no? I agree those 2 days, if you're gonna ride from anywhere in the Philippines, those 2 days sobrang sulit.
Sobrang.
The roads were beautiful. I felt safe the whole way. It was a really great, fun ride. Wide, walang hindi na tayo na traffic.
Yeah.
Isang beses. Kahit sa bayan. And coming from the Piña and bye-bye. Then we go the next day and we're at the MacArthur Memorial, you know, sa Leyte Landing.
Yeah, MacArthur's Landing.
MacArthur's Landing. And then after that, the San Juanico Bridge. Grabe. Yes. Punong-puno na yung dalawang araw, pare. What an awesome ride. And then finally, parang akala ko may kasal. Yung pinuntahan natin, anong resort yon?
Jojo, plug mo na yan.
The resort is La Villa Francisco.
La Villa Francisco.
Yes.
Yon.
Thank you, Jimmy and Sheila. Sheila, the biker chick. Thank you.
Oh, we'll have her on the show soon. Huh?
Sarap ng pagkain.
Grabe. Dude, pagdating namin doon, may banda, may buffet. Aircon. Eh, siyempre galing tayo sa ride. So,
jackpot.
Jackpot. And then, nun umalis na yung mga tao, pare, ginawa nila yung mga sofa set. Eh, ginawa para may pwede kami matulog.
Jojo, ginawa namin ano eh. Ginawa namin ano. Ano yung parang sapal yung...
VIP lounge.
VIP lounge. Oo. Ginawa, ginawa VIP lounge para sa amin. Kaya hindi na kami nakaalis.
Kaya, okay, so, alright. Pag ako pala, magra-ride ako going to ano. Sa mga magra-ride, wag daanan nyo muna yung Ormoc. Diba? Tsaka yeah. Bye-bye.
Correct.
Kasi,
try
diba,
the pina,
usually,
try the lechon.
Usually, Tacloban, baba na agad ng Liloan, di ba? Mm. Pupunta tatawid. So, would you recommend them to Ormoc muna?
Yeah, spend the night in Ormoc. Grab a bite.
At saka ano, saka syempre nandyan na sila, Doc. Eh. Ang Ormoc tourers, pag sinabi mo na bisita ka,
oo.
Papifeel nila sa inyo na bisita ka. No, mm. If you need help, between that Ormoc to Tacloban, sinisigurado ko, hindi ko ipababayaan ng dalawa na yan. Kasi if not,
Google Maps na ni Maki Tinitignan na niya eh. Kung para pinaplano na niya yung
pinaplano
ruta eh.
Pinaplano na yung ruta ko. Kasi ganito yan.
Yung kalsada na yan, safe ka dyan. Kasi yung dalawa nandun eh.
Hindi ko alam, 2016
ingit
kasi.
Ingit si Maki
eh. Hindi ako naingit. Nakapunta na kasi ako dyan. 2016, kasama ko ang Norman Ring. Eastern Samar. So, dumaan din kami ng ano, galing kaming Surigao. Tapos, kila Sir Jojo, alam ko dumaan kami. Kasama namin sila Sir John D that time.
Teka, kasama ka ba noon? Nandun kami eh.
Yeah, nagkita yata tayo. Tapos, nagbiliran. Biliran.
Yeah.
Nagpunta pa ng Biliran, tas Ormoc. Yung inaalala ko.
Yeah.
Tapos, dumiretso na kami.
I was there ng... also.
Hindi niya tayo kilala.
Masyadong sikat.
Alam mo, kami, alam namin nandun kami ni Doc. Ikaw hindi mo alam nandun kami.
Again, ako, pag first time kasi.
Masyadong sikat eh.
Hindi, masyado akong masaya. Alam mo yun? Okay. Pag maraming tao talaga, makakalimutan mo eh.
Oh.
Diba? Tapos, yun. Ang ganda talaga. Lalo na yung Bungabon. Hindi ko makalimutan yung kalsada. Grabe. Ayan.
All right, and then let's bring in Grace.
Ayan na.
Because none of this would have happened if it wasn't for her and her team.
Oh nga, ma'am. Thank you, Anna. In advance, ang ganda ng shirt namin.
Okay, I gotta say, Grace. One thing I'm very thankful for is that the shirt fit me.
Advance yan, ha?
Mas 55 yun. Yung parang, yung isa lang, yung hindi nagkasya kay, ano po, kay Sen. So,
si Sen pumayat na eh. Ang laki ng pinayat niya eh.
Ede, yung large nga, sabi niya mo, nagkamali ata ako, XL ako. So, but anyway, siguro, Ma'am Grace, siguro, the best way, siguro, introduce mo yung sarili mo. And ako. Ano yung plans ng brand ng Castrol, how you will support this endeavor for motorcycle tourism. So, please.
Parang ano eh, konting-konti na lang si Sir Raymond yung mag-speech for me. Kasi alam na alam ni Sir Raymond yung passion talaga. It's not just about the brands. I guess hearing from you all tonight and looking at the motorcycle events that we have been joining. Si North Trend po and our brands. We have Maxis, CST, and of course Castrol. This just reaffirms that we invested in the right avenue. Investment in terms of efforts, in terms of passion, putting it in the right place. We've been into a lot of strategizing, brainstorming, but you know, it really boils down to grassroots. So where the passion is, because if you can just catch Max, see, I think it's CST, passion hits the ground. So that's where we're hitting. So every time merong mga ganitong events, we would really be there. We would really be present. No, hindi lang word of present, but really have to be there on grounds. So si, ano naman po, si Castrol, for a bit while, ano siya, we were concentrating on another sort of avenue, no, in terms of being part of energizing the industry. But honestly, si Castrol and even CST and Maxis, motorcycle talaga yung nagdadala ng portfolio namin. So that's why motorcycle in itself, hindi na lang siya basta riding, basta protecting the motorcycle. We are now migrating to roadworthiness of the motorcycles and of course safety of the riders. Kasi doon po talaga yung products namin, Castrol and our CSTN Maxxis tires are investing in terms of the product quality and in terms of the sustainability, no, and in environmental friendly. So ang daming
swak events swak po. Yun sa tunay na rider kasi okay. Yung vision namin is responsible, safe, passionate riders.
Lopet.
Lalo na kung pangalan Grace, 'di ba? Yung
nakikinig kaya si Grace.
Nakikinig yun. Papakalitan ako mamaya.
Pag uwi mo, may masarap kang ano, hapunan.
Tsaka ano sir, parang naging ano na rin, a very, ano kasi, we have been into a lot of rides. We call it loop, no? Ito yung a series of riding, motorcycle riding events that we choose tourism spots because we wanted to make we wanted to be noticed of that Castrol, Maxxis, and CSC is really into partnering where the government or where Philippines is recovering. So in terms of local tourism, domestic tourism, so that's why we're trying to feature the rides that we had been to for one, no, Bohol. I don't know if you have all been to Bohol, but for sure Sir Raymond has been there a couple of times. And me being a Boholana, I mean, it was momentous, no? It was momentous. The same as the moment that you have been talking about Ormoc and Tacloban. I see the same recipients, I mean the same acceptance of the crowd, of the riders. Iba yung feeling eh, yung kung nandun ka talaga sa event mismo. Ibang-iba talaga.
Opo. I wanna add, doon sa Bohol, no? Nag-ride ako doon.
Yes.
The people there, it's the roads aren't as big, but the people there are so friendly to riders, big or small. Nagrent lang ako ng mga small bikes doon eh. And then my wife refuses to ride in Metro Manila, in Luzon. Pero sa Bohol, she felt super safe. We did like 200 kilometers in Bohol on small bikes. And yung mga props, matabi.
Ganda doon.
Pinapabigyan ka. Ang bait nila sa rider sa Bohol. It's another great place to ride.
Favorite kan yung panglaw to anda na stretch.
Mm. That's a very nice stretch. Opo. But here with Ormoc, there are a lot of good experiences my team had brought back. No, they said that the organizers planned it very well. It was a kudos to of course Doc, no, and Sir here Sir Jojo. That was a very nice event that we've been into, and I think next year is going to be one better for us to support you. We have a good time to prepare. And of course, Castrol, Maxxis, and CSC will always be there. No, there's also one advocacy that our brands are into. We are more on decarbonizing or the net zero. We call it Path 360. No, so yung mga containers ng Castrol has already have minimized their plastic contents. Medyo manipis na siya kasi gusto na natin magiging sustainable siya and helping the environment in the long run. So yun yung mga key initiatives ng products natin, ng brands natin na hindi siya nakikita sa mata. That's why we wanted to be present sa mga events na ganito because that's where we wanted to impart on the grassroots side while we're also hitting the goal of reviving the domestic tourism as well.
Lagi ka bang nag-OT tapos OTY? Meron ka bang mga salbahing boss at pabidang mga office mates? Nako, isa kang immortal. I'm Stanley Chi from the Underpaid Podcast. We talk about work-related topics na parang nagchichismisan lang sa pantry. It's a pro-employee podcast na relatable sa lahat ng nag-opisina, pumapasok man, petics, o work from home. Listen and subscribe to the Underpaid Podcast at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. Kita-kits, mga immortal.
Yan. And then speaking about reviving domestic tourism, Raymond, why are you doing all of this? I mean, seriously, yeah. Man, it's not. You're making a ton of money in your day job, but I think feeling ko, you're spending way more effort doing something that you're not getting paid for. That I mean, just organizing and alam mo, mga rider, tigas ulo yan, di ba, Doc? Di ba, Jojo?
Yes.
Ang tigas ng ulo ng mga rider. Imagine. Si Raymond mag-coordinate, he'll call Jojo, mangulit na mga kaibigan.
Pero po, sir, sir, comment lang. Yes. Feeling ko, yung tunay na rider, hindi matigas yung ulo.
Wait,
mamaya yung pusong rider. Yeah. Yung pusong rider.
Save that thought. Save that thought. So, Raymond, why are you doing this?
Well,
why go through all of this? If this is the second time I've joined it.
Yeah.
Each time, it gets a bit more complex, more challenges, and yet nandito ka pa rin promoting, helping. Bakit?
Babalikan ko lang yung time na kami ni Malu 2013-14. Nag-ikot kami buong Pilipinas on a separate bikes. Wala pa kaming kilala ni Malu. Pero nakita namin yung bang community na pag rider ka and then nakilala mo yung isang tao, it will stay there forever. No, na-meet ko yung mga Sunday riders. Mm-hmm. Until now, sila Jimmy, kaibigan ko pa rin. Alam mo yun, sabi niyo, Raymond, pasyala mo kami sa Daba. Pagdating doon, nagwasil naman laking party. Tapos pagpunta namin doon sa Butuan, hinarang na kami doon. Akala ko kikidnapin kami. Yung pala, patutulugin kami doon sa hotel nila. Pakakainin kami. Same thing happens to Boss Jojo. Tuwing pupunta kami sa Tacloban, VIP kami dyan. Kay Sir Bobby, talagang feel na feel nila na pag naandun kami, alam mo yung feeling nila, ay, nandit si Raymond, masaya to. Alam nila, dala namin yung spirit eh. Kahit wala kami ganun kalaking pera, pero pag naandun kami, yung spirit of tourism nasa heart namin ni Malu. Kaya talagang kahit sa kami pumunta, sabi ko nga, parating ko sinasabi kay Malu, Malu, alam mo maraming magulong riders, pero dapat i-separate natin yung personal natin sa passion natin. Kaya pag pumunta kami sa isang lugar, talagang feeling namin, kapatid namin lahat sila. And that where passion comes in. Kaya talagang very thankful ako. Kahit sa kami pumunta, hindi pwedeng, hindi tayo VIP. Pinapifeel nila na we are family. I think that's the most important thing. Yan.
So, yan. It's your way of giving back to the communities and the rider groups and the people in those areas that welcomed you with open arms.
So
you bringing us there is sharing that experience also, and but so that we can experience what you and Malu experienced in your years of riding.
Kasi nung ganyan sila sa amin, sabi ko ibabalik ko sa kanila yan. Kahit nagpunta kami ng Apari, sabi ko kila Dian, dadaling ko maraming tao dito para makilala tong Apari sa hotel nila. Lahat ng puntahan namin, lahat ng pinramis ko nangyari eh. Nadala namin yung tao kahit sa Cebu, kahit saan lugar, sa Mindanao, kahit papaano. Napupunta kami kung saan-saan. And still, sinusuporta naman. Kaya tingin ko, hindi lang to feeling ko eh. Feeling nito lahat ng nasa kasama natin, kayo. Lahat ng nasa screen na yan. I think forever, nandun yung burning sensation na hindi kami titigil until maging successful ang motorcycle tourism sa Pilipinas. Kaya yan, abangan natin yan at marami pa mangyayari. Senator JB, thank you for supporting us sa government section. And then si Jet Li na, dako.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shout out din, Bagyo. Kay Jet Li.
Bagyo
from
talaga.
From Castrol and Exogent.
Pero wait. There's one other person na I think you forgot. Raymond. Huh? I mean, syempre, we have Castrol, we have the Tourism Promotion Board, we have Jojo and Doc and all these people to thank. And of course, Cesar. Yeah. Goma, Senator JV, lahat pinagsalamatan mo na.
Yung misis ko.
Yung misis mo, si Malu. Then, kung wala si Malu, wala lahat. Wala tayo dito sa show, wala tayo sa ano.
Tama.
Sobrang sir, swerte yun, si Layman. So ako na mapapasalamat. Si Mamalu. Siya yung totoong Malu.
Kaya ako nakaganito. Kaya ako nandito siya.
Tama eh. No?
Diba? Gusto I mean, niya, if it wasn't for your wife, na sobrang supporting our, your vice or my wife being super ano, parang, wala tayo. Pero si Malu over the top. Kasi kami, weekend-weekend weekend lang. Si Raymond, dinadamay.
Ay, so, ganun pala wag, sir. Wag, mabuhay yung mga asawa ngayon.
Ay, totoo. Huwag nyo tatanungin si Doc Bobby tsaka si Jojo pagdating sa asawa. Mga takusa rin yan.
Tunay na rider, good husband.
Sorry, add ko lang, baka biglang maubos yung time. Alam nyo, may ginagawang magandang partnership ang Castrol and Tourism Promotions Board under the Philippine Motorcycle Tourism. Once mag-partner itong dalawang grupo na to, ma'am, I'll take the opportunity, no? They have thousands of partners around the Philippines service center who can help all the riders.
Wow!
Malupit to. Malupit to. Once nag-sign na tayo ng contract, makikita nyo not only big bikers but small bikers will come together and Castrol will be there to help all of us pag nagkameron tayo ng trouble sa kalsado. So, saan pa kayo, di ba?
And of course, CST also, sir, will be alongside with us.
Yon, ang lupit pare.
Panalo, panalo.
Thousands, ma'am, can you ano, enumerate how many is this at the moment?
Ganito, medyo massive siya sir because massive. our presence in the national scale is quite intensive. We have 24 distributors regional based. Yon, shout out din para kay Exer is our distributor in the entire region 8. No, they were there during the event. They have lent us people, manpower, and made sure that the event is also flawless. And we have our partner stores, partner trades. Currently, we're at about 21,000 stores nationwide. So you can just securing the roadworthiness of your motorcycles. We have partners with tires as well. We have our tire DNAs as well. So this is really in support. No, this is also one way of Northlands giving back to society. In fact, we will be celebrating our 29th year next week. No, we will have our anniversary next week, and being part of this company also tumataba puso natin because they know how to give back to the society. So hindi lang po ito you know, being part of the of business, not really, but mostly not in giving the society back what they deserve because they have been patronizing our products as well.
Very good. Ano ilang service center yan na susupport sa atin sa kalsada?
Sir, on count natin more than 1,000 tayo. So
wow.
we will be launching, no, in the right space. That's why we'll be seeing each other soon.
Oh, nga.
Soon, very soon.
Tell us. We'd love to have you on the show again. And we let's test it out, Mackie.
I know.
Let's go on and a ride.
We might invite you also on the launching of this, what we call it, installed quick service stations that we have. Both partners with our lubricants and our tires. So we also have we have a couple of activation activities in both in Luzon. Simultaneous po ito. Every day it's happening. Simultaneous in Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao because, again, we have our 24 distributors spread in the entire country. So nagkakaroon po tayo ng activations led by our distributor manager. Shout out po na nanonood sila sa atin ngayon. Yung buong distributor network na nanonood sa atin. So you will be greeted with the big smiles, Castrol hearts that are really dedicated for motorized cycle safety, no, in the roads of the Philippines. So yun po. By the way, before ko makalimutan po, I'm Grace Lau Torrejas kasi may nag-message sa akin, ma'am, baka nakalimutan po, introduce pangalan mo. I'm representing Northtrend Marketing Corporation. We are the sole master distributor of Castrol in the Philippines. We have 24 sub-distributors all over the country. And we are also the sole and only distributor of Maxxis and CST tires in the Philippines. Yep.
So ako, I just want to say thank you. And it's obvious among everybody who's participated in this event that they're all very thankful towards your support to make it happen. bihira yung may ganun klaseng partnership. Honestly, si Raymond, he doesn't bring the brand along, right? He doesn't, to something like this. But with you, sabi niya sa akin, kailangan, because they need to share their vision. So, I mean, thanks, Raymond.
Well, yung vision nila, I think, nagmamatch sa lahat ng visions natin, including the Philippine Motorcycle Tourism. I think Senator JB will be happy also to have you on board and the rest of the riding community, no? Ma'am, meron pa tayong Norte. So, kung may Visayas, hindi pa tapos. May Mindanao pa tayo, ha?
Opo, ang dami pang ano. Because our distributors are also asking when will be their turn. Kailan so, we have kanila, distributors in Ulapari hanggang Hulo po. Medyo hulo-sulo lang yung... Medyo mahirap
abutin. Ako nang bahala mag-organize doon. Sa Hulo. Saka Hulo, tawi-tawi ako eh.
Let's go to Hulo, Jojo and Sir Bobby.
Ako nang bahala doon.
Yeah, but before anything else po, before we forget, I also wanted to say thank you to Mr. Rolando Teng. No? We've been, not just this time, but we have been doing activities such as the Vibration in Cebu. It's they call it Halad, no? An offer to the motorcycle to Cebu, to Senior Santo Niño. They do it every year, every January. So we have been partnering with them a couple of years back. So he's also one of the person who also give us that kind of vision. But nonetheless, nakita talaga namin yung vision tsaka yung engagement, passion ng Philippine Motorcycle Tourism. We cannot turn our backs because yun na nga, nagjajal in yung ano namin, yung passion, yung foresight po.
All right.
Thank you for having me tonight.
Okay. siguro baka mayroon kayong gusto munang i-plug before we end the show. Doc Bobby, baka mayroon kang gustong hilingin sa Castrol.
in relation to Castrol.
Balita kami pasalubong si Grace sa mga viewers ng Tunay na Rider.
Opo. Si Sir Mon, paano yun, sir? We have a limited edition. Wait, I'll get next. A limited edition. Ano, I'll turn off my camera muna. Tatayo muna tayo. Saglit lang.
Wow.
Sige. While doing that...
Masa yung comments? Paki-flash mo.
Doc Bobby, mag-announce, meron ka munang gustong i-plug or something?
Well, this is also to address to Ma'am Grace. So, in Ormoc, we include the small bikes
This
time for the Unity Ride. So, we call it Third Piña Festival Small Bike Unity Ride. So, kasama na yan si small bike. And the 63rd Confederation of Big Bikers Unity Ride. So, I'm expecting more small bikers in the coming event natin. Tsaka sila yung mas marami. Medyo lang nahiya sila daw mag-join this time. But dami ko na narinig, maganda daw, hindi daw dapat sila mahiya kasi sinasama sila. Equal yung treatment natin. Kahit ano ka, big bikers ka man o small bikes, parehas tayo kinakain, parehas tayo ginagawa, lahat-lahat din the event, parehas tayo. So,
pag umuulan, sabay tayo nababasa.
Sabay
tayo lahat.
Oo, pag mainit, lahat tayo pinapawisan. Basta two wheels.
Tama.
Basta two wheels lang. Okay.
Okay, Boss Rajojo, baka may gusto kang i-plug or something.
To all... viewers, if you come to Tacloban, yan yung ano ko eh. When I was the president of our club, yung ginawa ko was to be the friendliest club. But, me to say, makita namin na nagmumotor, may sound ng tambutso, hinahanap yan. So, anybody na dumaan man ng Tacloban, let's go, try to come. Through Facebook, you ask me, Takloban, ako bahala.
Yan. Bahala. Wait, let me rephrase. Si Jojo nag-chop out. But basically, when I was talking to him, and he was president of his club, his mission was to make Blast, diba?
Yes.
To be the friendliest club in the country. What an awesome vision, yeah, no. Right?
Oh, grabe.
To other riders.
Yeah.
And I think what Jojo is saying is, basta pumunta kayong Tacloban, look him up, look up Blast, and they'll take care of you. And I agree 100%. Dagdag ko rin, drop by Bikes R Us.
Bikes R Us. Paglabas yun ng airport.
Paglabas yun ng airport. Drop yeah. by Bikes R Us. They'll take care yun. Of you. Oo.
At marami ng Ducati ngayon dyan. Ah.
Oo. May
bukod sa Benelli.
Benelli.
Coming soon.
Congratulations. Brad Totti. Joy, Alberto. Ako, the best. Alright. May pa-plug din muna ako bago matapos to. By the way, merong Unity Ride sa Dumaguete. I'll be attending only one day kasi pupunta ako ng Sikihor. May invitation sila, Trunks, for the Sikihor Loop. So, magra-ride kami for the first time.
See you soon.
Apo, ay, nandun po ba kayo? Sige, kasama ko yung buong family ko. Four of us will ride in the whole Sikihor.
Wow, the amazing riding Gabriels.
Oo, first time namin magra-ride.
Yeah, it's a moto camping. It's a Sikihor moto camping. We'll be there.
Sponsor din pala ang Castrol, ano? So,
grabe. Sana all.
Oo, ako.
Sana all Castrol.
Personal ko lang yung ano ko, yung lakad ko ron. But I hope na makita rin kayo doon, ano? Oo, so, personal lakad to. But yeah, that's the way to support the entire.
Uy, nandun rin si Motodogo. Sarap yun.
Motodogo, yes. Diyan ka rin? Sino pa nandun? Mga vloggers, sino kaya?
Opo, we'll be expecting, I think Moto Monch is going there. Si Jet, of course. Jet Li is our brand ambassador both for Castrol and Maxxis. So nice. She'll be going there. A lot. We're expecting more than 20 vloggers. But si the biker, the loopers, kung tawagin, yung mga naglo-loop na together with Castrol, Maxxis, and of course Q815 also. Shout out to them. We've been doing these events. This is a riding community na medyo very warm talaga. I hope you could also join us and experience the warmth.
Oh, hindi pa late, pwede pa silang sumama. Pwede pa sila sumama sa akin.
Pwede.
I won't put you on the spot on air. Kung na-invite kami, it's all good. Kung hindi, we're still incredibly thankful. Speaking of being thankful, may pasalubong si Ma'am Grace from Castro.
Then, sir, naantig ako dun sa comment sa chat, sa live comment.
Si Gino Rufino, ano yan? Si Gino Rufino, walang hiya yun.
Pero meron tayong limited edition cups from Premier League. Because Castro is sponsoring the Premier League. Came from Global. English so these are limited editions few in the Philippines. So I'll be giving up this to you and maybe you can just...
We'll post something. About maybe we'll post questions about why you should travel the Philippines stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We will. So thank you, Ma'am Grace. Thank you, Castrol, for these limited edition Castrol Premier League caps.
And shirts. So we'll, of course.
And shirts.
Sa marketing manager namin, but
binunot lang, pero yan na yan.
Ay, by the way, September 1 and 2, Iloilo. Darating ang PMT dyan.
Uy, namit gid. Masarap
doon. Dyan sila Buhay Rider, mga taga Bacolod, darating din. But anyway, we'll post the event soon sa Facebook natin. Ayan.
Alright, and as we wrap up every show, this is a question we ask everyone. If it's their first time on Tuna in a Rider. And I hope I don't have to paraphrase for Jojo, but let's start with Jojo. Jojo, lakasan mo lang yung boses mo, ha? Jojo, ano yung definition mo ng tunay na rider?
Hello.
Lapit ka lang.
Nakamute yan si Jojo.
Jojo, tinurn off mo naman eh.
Lalong lumala.
Ayan.
Lapit ka lang, lapit.
Nakamute ka, nakamute.
Parang whistleblower na siya sa Senado.
Balikan natin si
Jojo. Balikan natin si Jojo. Okay.
Technical.
Doc, ano yung definition niyo ng tunay na rider?
Okay, for me, yung tunay na rider, you have to ride and meet a lot of friends na rider then all over the Philippines. At the same time, you're promoting local tourism kasi pag mag-ride ka, makikita mo yung lahat ng magandang place sa Philippines. So, ride ka na lang ride. Ikaw yung tunay na rider.
So, see, Ma'am Grace, she was saying something earlier. So, I threw the question to you, Ma'am Grace. Ano yung definition mo ng tunay na rider?
For me, kasi ako din, sir, nagra-ride eh. Pero nung, you know, limit, yung may constraints na. But for me, ang totoong rider, gentleman. Talaga. And of course, knows how to enjoy life and knows how to smell the roses. Because, I mean, every day, yung lahat ng nagmumotor, hindi tunay na rider. Yun yung ano. Kaya yung passion din namin with our brands, nag-shift. Because we found yung puso ng totoong rider talaga, yung tunay na rider. And we tried to embed it in ourselves. Kaya yung tunay na rider, gentleman talaga.
Ang sarap pakinggan. Almost
puso.
Naramdaman mo ba yun? Ako, naramdaman
kaya salut talaga kami sa mga nagmumotor. Because in all the hassles in life, you really found the right venue for you to express yourself and of course, enjoy life. Yun naman talaga.
Palakpakan naman tayo, Jackie. Palakpakan
naman. Babalak ko.
Magmumotor na ako, sir, sa Siki Hall.
Big bike, ha? Big bike.
Panigali daw.
Small bike, big bike, doesn't matter. Pero kung kailangan ng big
doesn't
bike,
doesn't matter.
Si Jojo maghatid ng motor sa Siki Hall
for you. Yung panigali ni Sir Jojo, yun mismo, papairam sa'yo.
Okay.
Let's see Jojo. Let's try Jojo again.
Jojo, ito na yung huling pagkakataon mo.
Last chance. Parang naghang ulit.
Ayan na.
Anyway, may tunay na rider. Always at upper gear. And yun.
Parang narinig ko, always with proper gear and respect. Tama?
Respect.
Ayun.
Okay, tama. So at least ako na yung Jojo whisperer.
Okay.
All right.
House kasi nakikinig gamit ako ng internet ng neighbor ko.
Oh, naubusan ng load si Jojo. Mamaya magpadala ako ng load sa iyo. All right, Raymond. Ikaw, you've been on the show a lot of times. You've given different definitions. May nagbago ba?
Oo, tuwing umattend ako talagang parang every time it's a different experience, no? Talagang tingin ko yung pagiging tunay na rider, dapat mahalin mo yung mga kaibigan mong mga rider. Because they will love you back. Tulad ng na-experience natin sa mga rides natin. And it's unlimited. Parang walang katapusan yung kasayahan. Alam mo yun, kung di tayo maghihiwalay eh. Pag nagkwentuhan tayo ni Doc Bobby, ni Boss Jojo, kung hindi tayo aantokin o malalasing siguro kung nagiinom, hindi tayo maghihiwalay eh. Ganun ang feeling. It's hindi ko ma-explain.
Isa lang moto ninyo.
Rider.
Ang moto ninyo is enjoy life lang.
Yeah, enjoy life talaga. Enjoy life. Oh. Totoo yan. Thank you.
Masarap mag-motor. Pero mas masarap mag-motor pag marami kang kaibigan.
Yeah, tunay na rider, tunay na kaibigan.
Kahit saan ka magpunta, meron kang kaibigan.
Agree. Diba? And that should be the motto of the Philippine motorcycle tourism, no?
Yeah. Anywhere you go.
May kaibigan ka.
By the way, just to explain, Philippine motorcycle tourism is a campaign, no? Na anyone can use it. Basta huwag niyong pagkakaperahan. Bawal po yun. Itong campaign na to should be spread all over the Philippines and we should be proud of it. And then, through Tourism Promotions Board, they are helping us para pakilala to hindi lang sa bansa natin but abroad later on. Kaya, naku, maging proud talaga tayo na maging rider Filipino. Isipin mo, tayo lang ang merong ganito sa buong mundo na local Philippine motorcycle tourism, and we should be proud of this.
Alam niyo kung bakit importante yan? Kasi may mga kaibigan din tayo sa ibang bansa. And then they ask, how's riding in the Philippines? Pag the hindi best. Mo alam, nakakahiya. Diba? So you have to be familiar with your own country. Na, kunyari, mga kaibigan natin from Ormoc, Tacloban, pag pumunta ka dyan, they will show you around. What's good, where to go, where to eat, what to eat. Para pag, for example, ikaw, may mga friends naman tayo from other country, they come here. They know, we will tell them where to go. Diba? Ganon din sila sa atin eh. Diba? So that's how motorcycle tourism is important.
Ayan. All right. And on that note, thank you, Grace, Doc Bobby, and Georgia, and of course, Raymond, for being on this episode of 2-9 a Rider. And thank you for all of your support and making those 2 days an epic ride. Talaga, I cannot believe how awesome everything, even with the challenges, the challenges made it even better in a way. Mm-hmm. Diba? Parang mas masarap kasi pinaghirapan mo, Raymond, eh. Ako, hindi ko pinaghirapan. Pero pinaghirapan ni Jojo, pinaghirapan ni Doc Bobby, pinaghirapan ni Grace. Yeah. Kami, nag-enjoy lang kami. So, thank you.
Anyway, shout out sa mga tourers, Ormoc tourers, sa Blast, sa Dragon na Desert Dragon, of course, sa lahat ng mga riders sa Visayas, and abangan nyo yung Luzon Federation, LMFI, kasi dito na next gagawin Clark. Yung National Convention next year. So talagang malaki to, kaya let's work together na maging successful to.
All right, and that is our show. Next week, we've got back to Philippine made, Philippine gear. Aussie Racing is going to be in the 2-9 a Rider house.
Yep. Si Zandro Fardo will be our guest next week. We'll talk about locally made products.
Proud to be Philippine made. And then we also want to thank CF Moto for an cool... my first time to ride those ATVs, man. Those things are crazy.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, JC Santa Maria. Better late than never. Catch the replay, catch the podcast on Spotify.
And what's happening this weekend? Motor Clyde anniversary.
2-year anniversary of Motor Clyde. 2nd year
anniversary sa Batangas. Puntahan natin.
We'll
sa
be
Sunday.
There. Oh, chef, makakotse motor tayo.
Tunay na rider, makakotse tayo.
Plug ko lang. Thank you, Turatek. Turatek, Alvin D. Thank you, Turatek.
Okay. Alright, see you next week.
See you, Malu. I'm going home. Coming home. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Brad Jojo. Miss Grace.
You. Thank you.
Thank you for all the support. See you next week.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.